Blog Talk Radio.
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dog. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me.
In a matter of time.
Overlapped, and we're taking you behind the scenes of our board meeting, and we got some exciting things coming up. Ain't that right, Skipper?
Yeah. Skipper in the building, y'all.
And from Money Girl Manic Mondays, we even have Money Girl here. How you doing?
Money Girl is here. We are happy enough. A little on the nice side, and this isn't even Monday.
Yeah, but check out Money Girl's show coming up this Monday.
To avoid having a cruel, cruel summer because you're broke.
Yep. I know how that can be.
Why a starving student? There you go.
All right, so we're going to continue on and with our board meetings. This, we were last on our item 2 about a demo about the functionalities of Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to circle back to this after our last item, just to close it out and take you behind the scenes. So Skipper, what is our next item?
Number 3 is board restructuring and vision of all of our board members.
And unfortunately, I'm going to go back into the Zoom, and I'm going to make Money Girl host in case some of our other board members are coming in or going to join us. So So while I do that, I'm going to do I believe this is just for a brief second, just to so we keep this entertaining for those who aren't just here for the who aren't just from the board. You know what? Let's throw it back to a while I cancel out and make Money Girl host. Let's throw it back in our archives. We had an artist in a few years ago, Savalier, who had a song featuring Focus called Irresistible. Here it is for your listening pleasure. Again at another time, and we are back, and that was Savalier with featuring Focus, and we were just about to talk about board vision of all board members. Unfortunately, some of our board members have been held up, whether it's in traffic or what have you, but they're here with us in spirit, and we have a mighty team. One of these days, we're going to get them all on air so you can meet the entire team. It's, you know, but you got the administrative team right now. And, you know, we'll tell you, sometimes with board members, you know, you love them to death, but they're like herding cats.
Without a can opener.
Yep. So, Skipper, we'll start with you this time. And what would your vision be for these companies, or for the entire MSFP Splendificus Collective as a whole? What do you envision for the future?
I don't really know off the top of my head at this particular moment. I have to think about that.
Okay. You can come back to us at maybe a later board meeting. Money Girl. What?
Okay. So Money Girl, you know, we have this business model that's kind of revolutionary in that we're going to, the money from the Splendificus Splendificus Collective, MSLP Splendificus Collective, right?
Yeah.
Is going to help create grants for our artists. And then some of that is actually going to pour over into the foundation. And we're going to start working on doing some joint partnerships with other groups. We have Mental Health Week in May. This is Pride Month.
Yep.
And so, you know, we need to... It's also, by the way, National Dairy Month. So if I get cheesy, you'll know why. However, the main thing is to keep my vision for the next several fiscal years is to get the foundation stronger and doing more community partnerships and building the MSFP brand and making sure our people get paid.
Yeah, that's one of the things
that's why they call me Money Girl.
Yeah, we definitely want our people getting paid, you know, that, you know, there's definitely going to be further conversations. We had like a pre-talk about board payroll and how that functioned, but that's for a later conversation. And,
yep.
But I think that...
This is only the beginning.
Yeah, and, you know, my vision has always been... And, you know, when I started this, I didn't know that it meant that I was going to be filing for two companies. But way back, you know, in 05, me and Pink Fairy were like, what if there was a company, you know, that actually took care of its artists? How would that work? And, you know, we didn't even fully know what we were doing, but we knew what we wanted to accomplish. And that's what we were doing. So
that's all it takes for a vision.
Yeah. And we wanted to create a company for artists, by artists, with artist needs in mind. And that point blank is the root of the entire...
That's who we are at the core, right?
Yeah. You know, and then we get into further studying... I might want to definitely elaborate on, I could do probably a whole show on my vision, which I might wind up doing. So maybe Tuesday.
Big Fat Super Sunday.
I won't be here on Tuesday.
Yeah, that could be good. You know, we could do Sunday the visions of the members of MSFP crew individually and together.
There you go. So it is a collective.
So I guess Money Girl's now one of our co-presidents, so I guess she's making it official. We're doing that on Sunday.
me and my little quiet
I think probably just to build up the week, let's do it next Sunday, because we might do something special. And now this is just for the podcast listeners, because now we've reached a little bit of overtime in the broadcast. So right now we're talking just for the podcast listeners. We might elect to do something live. We live out in West Hollywood, and it is West Hollywood Pride, so maybe we'll do a live show from the streets during the Pride Parade. Right? Who knows what might happen tomorrow? You'll just have to stay tuned and be surprised for that. But we're gonna move on to item four. So item four. Now we've gone. Now there's been older filings, so the big debate is right now with Blog Talk Radio, not Blog Talk Radio. See, when I'm live with you guys, I got Blog Talk Radio on the mind because we're on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they got, for those who don't know, oh, it's played in the intro. Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I think it's some British woman who founded it and like their corporate offices in New York or something for Blog Talk Radio. But fade about the naming of the LLC. Now, what's on file? And remember, there's going to be.
This is tentative.
What's on file is still tentative. It is Slenificusrecords.com music labels and management firm. Now, with that, there would be whether we file them as whether they become DBAs. Or subsidiaries, we have the three that we have is Splendificus Records as big music label. We have Idle Boys Studio, which will be our film. And television departments, and we have MSFP worldmusic.com music label and record label and management firm, because I flipped it for that one. MSFP worldmusic.com record label and management firm. Now, the big debate is because of old filings with MSF, with using the MSFP brand, do we keep this or which will help us there, but there's also runs the chance of confusion.
I think if we do Slenificus Records, because then it makes sense, particularly if we say that part of our money goes to the foundation, right? Then it just pours over and that makes sense. There's a link.
Okay, so can you say that again?
So if we use the filing Slenificus Records, right, that makes sense because we say that from our record company, from our recording company, from our media, that a portion of that pours over into the foundation, so there's a link.
Okay, I mean we could definitely do it that way, and then
just amend the bylaws to reflect the current name.
Okay.
And then I think that makes it. To me, that makes sense. It's in line with our vision. It's in line with our mission.
Right. And then it could be like, and then the, okay. And then we could still have, that, then it may
could still use MSFP management.
Okay. So we can have MSFP management, and we could have MSFP management, and then we as a subsidiary, and then we could also have MSFP World Music.com as a label, and still have Idle Boy, Boys Studio for the film and television.
Yep.
All right, so I think that settles that one. Are we all okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
I don't know why I said that went over my head. I mean, we're going to have to go more into depth with it after the board meeting's over.
Okay, that's fine.
It's almost after an hour.
So we've reached open motions and discussions. Do you have anything you'd like to say for open motions and discussions?
Only that I'm still trying to work on Heal with the Kiss and get some of those songs recorded professionally in the studio and all the mixing and mastering and the work with Darren, all that stuff. But we could talk about that later.
Yeah, and I can't wait till I can actually announce this live, but there are some very big, big things in the pipeline for Skippa that could possibly propel her and help and could have positive rollover effects on both the foundation and the label. So I can't wait till I can actually voice it out loud. Right now it's something that's been it's something that's a work in progress that the administrative team has known. We haven't even been able to announce it to the rest of the board yet. So this is something that's going to be huge. So fingers crossed that this works out. But this is something that could potentially take everything to the next level and help us level up greatly. And I can't wait till the day that I can share it with you all. So with that in mind, I not only call this meeting to a close at
adjourned.
This meeting is now adjourned at 1:16 Pacific and 4:16 Eastern time.
I will second that and end the show with Skippa's Music is the New Medicine. Money Girl. So meeting adjourned?
Meeting adjourned.
And here it is. Closing out the show. Skippa with Music is the New Medicine.
Gotta keep on going, baby, you know, that's how I stop it. Gotta stay pop locking and dropping me. Gotta keep on, you know, I just gotta keep practicing. Gotta keep on practicing, yeah. Music is the new medicine. Music is the new medicine. Music is the new medicine, yeah. It really helps, yeah. Really helps to cope with my mental health. It really helps, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It really helps, yeah. With my mental health. Laying all my emotions down for you. Yeah, I'm so hungry, stripping. Y'all know it sometimes helps with my disease. I mean, come on. Who am I kidding? I just gotta keep on, gotta keep on rapping. People coming to stop. I'm like, fuck nah. They tell me to stop, cause I ain't got it, y'all. But I keep on coming with the benefits. Y'all know super is, so them be super quick. I'll make you so wet. I'll make you so wet. I'll make you. You wish y'all could really thank me. But I just keep on coming back to you. So hungry, stripping. You know sometimes fuck with my business. But I gotta keep on spinning. Cause this is the realest I've ever been. Yeah, stay waiting for my album to Heal with a Kiss. Traumatic syndrome. What comes next will be like this. I'm free to be back. Yeah. Yeah. Get the bag. being free, bring it to bed every single day. If you baby, putting in the sense, creative, this is a little freestyle. So I'm my sister, hollow, and I'm in the 52 band, you know we got it. Every time I win, pop my things, I fit, yeah, I'll never stop it. Gotta keep coming with more hits, like this. Something like this. Something like this. No, I won't. I won't ever quit.